You're very welcome back to the programme on this Tuesday afternoon here with myself, Eddie Butler. And you'll know, of course, over the last few weeks, as part of the month of December, we have been running the Keep Well campaign with thanks to Healthy Cavan and Healthy Monaghan. I'll give you a reminder again before we wrap up today of the what you need to do to get your name in the draw for our tablet competition with thanks to those two groups. But we've talked a lot about connecting through the generations. Last week, we've talked about mental health services and looking after your mental health as well over what has been a very difficult year, and I'm sure it will continue to be for 2021 as well. But what we're going to do today is something a little bit different, and we're going to kind of bring Christmas and the new year into it as well, because we're going to be talking about hope. We're going to be talking about reflection as well. And we're going to do that through poetry today while taking a little bit of a look at Christmas and look forward to 2021 as well. And to, I suppose, recite a little bit of poetry for us today and get us into the Christmas spirit a little bit, we're joined on the line by Heather Brett. And good afternoon to you, Heather. Thanks a million for joining me on the programme today. I hope you're keeping well this Christmas. We're going to talk, we're going to hear a little bit of poetry now over the next few minutes. But it's a good way, I suppose, when we're talking about hope and reflection, poetry is a great way of doing that, because something that I may take from a poem could be completely different to what you take from a poem. It's a good way, I suppose, for us, for all of us to get our own take out of it.
Indeed it is, yes. We're very lucky, actually. We have a lot of writers in the world that do just that. They actually put the words out there for us. There's one very good quote from Kay Ryan, who's poet laureate in America, and she was saying that poetry puts a little bit more oxygen into the atmosphere and makes life more breathable. And I think, of course, we're talking about poetry being that connection thing that we all need at some time in our life, or lots of times in our lives. So, I mean, like, hope is wonderful. It's a great theme to have today, and I would like to think, I'm not always that hopeful in my poetry, but I love to read people's work that is hopeful, you know?
Absolutely. And I suppose before we hear them, if you tell us a little bit about what we're going to be hearing from you now, because I know we've a number of poems kind of around the theme of Christmas, some of them anyway, but tell us a little bit about what we're going to be hearing.
Yes, indeed we have. I have a very beautiful poem. It's one of my favourites, by Joseph Brodsky, the Nobel Prize winner as well. And it was translated by Seamus Heaney, and it's just called A Poem for Christmas. And it's a very beautiful image of just being there at the nativity scene. And then Mary Oliver has always got that amazing ability to make people look inside themselves and see the shining light in you. So I love to think of her words doing that. And then, of course, Rumi, and you're talking about individuality here, and I don't think ever in the whole time, certainly in my lifetime, has the person been so individually important. And I think every voice counts now, and every experience is heard, and everybody's story is very important. So we are in this together, and there's camaraderie going on that never was there before. And I think that looking after yourself is extremely important. And I think if you can't feel the peace in yourself, it's very difficult to go out there and give that to somebody else. So start with yourself and always look for the light in you, you know, that shines and makes people a bit more welcoming, you know.
Yeah. Very nice. Well, if you want to start, Heather, we'll work our way through as many of the poems here as we can in the few minutes that we have. But I suppose, what will we hear first?
We're going to hear that poem by Joseph Brodsky, a Russian, and it was translated by Seamus Heaney. Now, it's just, you have to really close your eyes and imagine this one, because it's such a nice, striking image that he conjures up. And this is from another person that it probably not even Catholic, maybe, you know, but not even in the sense of looking at that nativity scene the same way that maybe the Irish would. But it's a lovely, lovely image. A Poem for Christmas by Joseph Brodsky. Imagine striking a match that night in the cave. Use the cracks in the floor to feel the cold. Use crockery in order to feel the hunger and to feel the desert, but the desert is everywhere. Imagine striking a match in that midnight cave, the fire, the farm beasts in outline, the farm tools and stuff. And imagine, as you towel your face in the towel's fold, the bundled up infant, and Mary and Joseph. Imagine the kings, the caravan's stilted procession as they make for the cave, or rather, three beams closing in and in on the star. The creaking of loads, the clink of a cowbell. But in the cerulean sickening over the infant, no bell and no echo of bell. He hasn't earned it yet. Imagine the Lord, for the first time from darkness, and stranded immensely in distance, recognizing himself in the Son of Man, homeless, going out to himself in a homeless one.
It's a very nice piece of poetry there, Heather, and I'm sure a lot of people feel that way as well. It's a lovely piece of poetry, it has to be said. What's next?
Next is a lovely woman, Mary Oliver, who writes about, she's a great nature poet. She has a love for every tree and every plant and every leaf that's in the world. I love this poem. Mm. When I am among the trees, especially the willows and the honey locust, equally the beech, the oaks and the pines, they give off such hints of gladness. I would almost say that they save me, and daily. I am so distant from the hope of myself, in which I have goodness and discernment, and never hurry through the world, but walk slowly and bow often. Around me, the trees stir in their leaves and call out, stay a while. The light flows from their branches and they call again. It's simple, they say. And you too have come into the world to do this, to go easy, to be filled with light and to shine.
That's another lovely one. The imagery there is fantastic. As well, so
it has a great way with making you feel part of the forest, haven't you?
Exactly, absolutely. It's fantastic. And I have to say, I mean, in school and everything, I never would have been much of a fan of poetry, but I'm starting to come back into it, I think, at this stage as well.
I think at some stages in your life you feel drawn to words, you know, not necessarily just poetry, but to the other idea of explaining things and making a connection with words. It's a nice thing to keep going.
Absolutely. So what's next, Heather?
Well, this is Rumi, one of my favourite poets, 12th century poet. And it's just the idea that he had everything right from the beginning. It just seems like he was also one of those masters of, you know, being in the moment and being part of yourself, you know, and being part of the world. Very connected guy, I think.
Yeah.
So this is memorable lines. This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond.
Another beautiful one there as well. So hopefully, I think for listeners that this is a nice change for a little bit of time on this Tuesday afternoon. This is a bit of a change and something that might help you get into the Christmas spirit a little bit, rather than talking about COVID Brexit and the whole lot. But we have a few more, Heather, and we have a few minutes left as well. So okay. I suppose let us know what we're going to hear next.
Right, the next two poems actually are my own poems. and this was written about 5 years ago. The Colours of Peace. The Irish winter arrives breathless, gasping out short, intense storms, a deluge, reluctant frost. Somehow the season offers itself again intact and joyous. Firelight, reflections flicker, challenged only by sprinkled stars or excited innocence in a child's eye. December carries a scent of crushed pine, memories and sorrow thick as incense at a Christmas Eve funeral. Peel blue shirt to lay you out in, tinge of fecundity on once sallow skin. But rituals are important, layers of straw that form a strata of coping to stay, bandaging and rebandaging of wounds. I place the two poinsettia, my Christmas stars, one in the wild flame leaf of crimson, the other a quiet ivory, radiant and luminous.
That's fantastic as well. Such a lovely Christmas poem there, it has to be said, Heather. So next one then is another one from yourself, is that right?
It is indeed, yes. And this, I was very, very lucky. This one was actually commissioned by the Arts Office in Cavan, and it was set to music by a young lady, a very talented young girl, Ellen O'Brien, on the flute. And the Arts Office made a beautiful... It made it a part of their gift for Christmas series, and I think it's actually being shown today later on. So this is the poem that goes with Ellen's beautiful music.
Very good.
And it's not often I write a nice poem, a Christmas poem. Oh, Glint, I am looking at love this Christmas time. It spreads from the luster of the clouds as they make way for the charcoal dark, and sparkles from the cold, perfect stars as they stare back at us, dying and yet incessant. In all things it lingers, around the girl in the turquoise coat with her armful of holly, a granddaughter's voice urging me to visit, the child who laughs into a phone. It is in my appreciation of the way fir trees stand erect and point in tandem or threes, in the way the ring around the moon breathes. It's in the hurried blur of magpie wings, and it's there in the plaintive cry of a lonely cat. I am looking at love this Christmas, reflected in our irises. The world crinkles and smiles, scattering loneliness and all the earth's ills, filled to a brimming tearfulness with hope.
Well, look, Heather, I really appreciate you taking the time to join us today. That's another fantastic poem. And I remember, as you said, the Arts Office, I remember when that was being talked about, and I remember looking at it at the time. And it is fantastic to go along with the music, as you said.
Thank you.
It's fantastic to see such talent locally. But I really appreciate you taking the time to join us today. We're caught for time, unfortunately, so we can't do any more. But a happy Christmas to you and all yours. And after what's been a very tough year as well for our listeners, I hope we can reflect and look forward to a little bit more hope in 2021. But happy Christmas to you, Heather.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Thank you.